Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, first, we deal with a very busy week at Wilson Park in Eau Claire. We'll get you the very latest, and also, we'll hear from Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith on his advocacy for better public transit for low-income folks in Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Earlier this week, the city of Eau Claire, their park staff and city leaders were escorted by police to work on Wilson Park in Eau Claire, a park that is largely populated with homeless individuals. This work was due to numerous complaints of drug needles and human waste in flower beds and threats from people at the park. This was also when they decided to remove park benches and even one or more picnic tables. On Thursday, Eau Claire City Council member Andrew Worthman told WQOW-TV,
"How are we going to actually address the issue of homelessness? What is our plan in this community? Because I think it's probably easy to just say we're going to cut down trees and remove park benches and cut down the flowers. But it doesn't get rid of the underlying problem, which is the fact that we have roughly 75 to 100 people who don't have a place to go."
So to help clear things up, the city of Eau Claire scheduled a 2 o'clock meeting for Friday afternoon right in Wilson Park in Eau Claire, where city officials are hoping to explain further what went on earlier in the week and the challenges they're facing. Lane Berg is the city of Eau Claire's community services director, and he says the reason they removed some of the picnic tables and park benches was because they wanted to address safety.
"Something that we deal with down here is littering. We have seen some vandalism. We had a cover over the fountain that was destroyed, and so that's another thing that we were actually here to address on Monday. We wanted to get the wooden structure picked up so it wasn't being used for other purposes. There's a lot of public urination and defecation down here. There was actually a pine tree that we cut down that was being used as a bathroom. And so these are some of the things we're seeing."
Berg further explains,
"One of the reasons that we haven't done a ton of maintenance down here recently is we've had threats to our staff, and that's not okay. We've had people with their lives threatened that are just here to simply mow the lawn. And what really kind of came to a head here is a member of the public pulled a knife on one of our employees. So we had to call the police and get them down here. And that stuff is not okay. We're here to do a job, and we take pride in our city. We want to keep our parks beautiful. And, these people are just doing their job. So, we just ask that, people respect them, allow them to do their job, and we'll all be better off."
Berg insists
this has absolutely nothing to do with the unhoused population. If it was anybody else, we would treat it the same. We just need to correct some of these behaviors, and we can convert Wilson Park back to what it once was.
As for the park benches and picnic tables removed earlier in the week, Berg says
those will be returning. We took those off-site. We're replacing broken boards, fixing damage, and we're covering graffiti right now. And you may ask, well, why not do that on site? Well, one of the reasons we didn't do it on site is we've been getting a police escort down here, and we don't want to consume all of their time. So it's pretty easy for us to take them off-site. We can do it in a controlled environment, make the repairs as soon as we can. And I would anticipate some of those will start rolling back in next week. So we didn't have anybody slated to work on them this week, but early next week, looks like we'll be able to get to doing repairs and painting and such, and you'll start to see that roll back out. So, that it looked bad from an outside perspective, but there was a method to the madness that we did. And, please know that we are not pointing fingers. We're just trying to address behaviors, and we want to correct that. We want to, keep Wilson Park and all of Eau Claire as it should be, as a crown jewel of Wisconsin.
Mary Catherine, a homeless advocate, asked why the community wasn't informed before the removal of these items earlier in the week.
"Everything kind of evolved on Monday, to be honest with you. We had a scheduled event to come down here and pick up the wooden structure, and then we were going to mow the grass at the same time. As we started doing our duties, we discovered the needles and some of the other things that we found, the outdoor restroom facilities and such.
Why didn't you bring that to the attention of the city council so that they could make a decision? Because we are the ones that voted in them. You just got hired. Both of you are just hired people. Both of you, one of you is not even from Eau Claire. I'm three generations of Eau Claire. We don't treat people like this."
Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch.
"So just to say, when we have a dangerous situation in a park, in a street, we can't leave it. So we can't leave needles in his park where there would be children."
"All right, then walk down the bike path with me. walk down every other alley down here, and then what are you going to say? Because I grew up here, and I can tell you they probably pick up a lot of crap off of Water Street, too, because that's been going on for years.
Yes.
So why aren't you mowing down their stuff, and why aren't you doing all this other stuff on the bike trails? Because I know there's a woman up here on the East Hill that constantly is picking up needles. She's contacted the police about it, and they just say, keep picking them up. So why is it this park you decided to stick your foot into?
Again, Eau Claire Community Services Director Lane Berg.
What really led to this was the fact that we were not able to do our work in this park safely. You know, this is the park where we had somebody pull a knife on one of our employees, and we instructed our employees not to come back in here unless they had a police escort.
My son comes here daily, and he talks to these people daily.
Yeah.
He's never had anybody pull anything. I'm down here at least 2-3 times a week, and I've never had a knife pulled on me. If you talk to people, not the way I'm talking to you right now, and I apologize, but I understand that it's the way that you address a person is the way that they're going to address you. And we do have some schizophrenics down here. And if you crowd them, and if you don't give them the space that they need, they will get aggressive.
Eau Claire Police Lieutenant Jesse Henning says they're seeing challenges at Wilson Park these days.
In July alone, there were 22 calls for service, 22 cases in Wilson Park from the police department, 14 of which, unfortunately, involved arrest or citations. We're focusing on it. We're committed to the partnership we have with all city staff as well as our community to make sure that operations can take place down here safely. Several challenges throughout our downtown, as many people know, but everyone's safety and our community safety is really the goal of the police department and all city staff to make sure that we can ensure that this is a utilized space and that people are safe while they're here.
Lieutenant Henning Friday was asked if the Eau Claire Police Department has a community liaison officer who's committed to working with the homeless and those with mental health challenges.
We have a full-time co-response coordinator who works with mental health throughout our community, that works every day, Monday through Friday. And we have afternoon coverage that we partnership with the Eau Claire County DHS, Department of Human Services, that also assists in this. As far as focused homeless efforts, for about 2.5 years, we partnered with Eau Claire County DHS to provide services with social workers, boots on the ground down here, to offer services. That program is being revamped due to the lack of follow-through that we saw with the services. We contacted nearly 500 individuals in those 2.5 years with less than 5% success rate for the resources that were offered.
City Manager Stephanie Hirsch says one thing the city has been hoping to do
is to create an ambassador program that would go that would do that kind of work. We don't have the funding to do that right now. We're in a position of cutting our position, our current staff, due to the funding model. So, but that is a solution that we hope can be implemented, but we need to find a funding source for it.
Hirsch says
the city 100% agrees that there needs to be a bigger solution, but we are just one piece of the solution, one piece of the puzzle. And while we're working on that solution, we still have to keep our parks and open space and our staff and our public safe.
Jennifer Cornett, who describes herself as a homeless woman from California, says
I think it's important that we find useful ways of eliminating some of the problems in Eau Claire. In my personal opinion, if you don't mind me elaborating, I think that it's important that we get ideas from maybe the people that might be here. Adding to the problems or even to the solutions,
sure.
You know, homeless people, talk to the people down here. Because we have great ideas.
Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch.
We are the city of Eau Claire, and people have very high expectations for us, and we want to rise to those expectations, but we're a city within a county, and the county is in a state, and the state's in a country, and I would really encourage all of you to make sure that the other cities next to us, the other levels of government are part of the solution, because we are just one group, and we don't have the money to do this. So we need all the voices to ask.
Well, Friday's meeting was set up for the city to explain the situation and their actions earlier in the week and for city council members to be on hand and ask questions. When it was asked if any council members had any questions, the only one to speak up was Josh Miller.
The staff runs the day-to-day operation of the city. City council has policy, so they act. I believe the parks acted what they thought best of that day. However, if the community feels that policy is not in the right direction, council will be the best way to then tell us we don't think things should be run this way in general, and then we can set policy. But when the city comes down on one day and finds needles and feels they need to clean a certain way, they are the ones running the daily operations. But if there's a problem, and to set policy for the future, do let city council know, and we will hear your concerns about policy as it's been run.
The city of Eau Claire's Lane Berg here responds to this comment from Mary Catherine.
The way that they're talking about it, this wasn't a one-time thing. This is a continuous thing.
Well,
so why didn't they bring that to one of your meetings and say, this is what's going on in our county park, right? Why didn't they do that and then say, what do you guys think we should do as a solution? Instead of just taking it upon themselves.
I fully agree our communication could have been better, and I will take the blame for that. That is certainly something. This was done inside of my department. I'll take blame for that. On behalf of myself and our department, I apologize to City Council for not giving appropriate notification. But we did take action, and as I mentioned earlier, it evolved over time. We came down here with simple goals in mind to pick up the wooden debris and mow the grass. So we started out with real simple intentions. We didn't know it was going to escalate to the scale it did, but we thought we have people down here. We have police, helping us, do our work. So we took advantage of the situation and did all the cleanup at once. I do agree I could have done a better job notifying City Council, and that translates to the general public too. So I do apologize for that.
Again, Jennifer Cornett.
The whole downtown area has shunned every homeless person from using a restroom. So you guys wonder why people are peeing on your trees or behind a garbage can in a dumpster. There's nowhere, like a person, say for instance, that's disabled or that has a bad knee like myself. I can't walk easily, okay?
No.
Yep. I'm lucky enough that I know some of the business owners are nice enough to me to let me use
the
restrooms.
Right, that's what I have to do.
But not everybody has that.
Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch.
The dangerous activities in this park most of all hurts other people who are here. So it's not like, it's not just the general public, it's not just staff, it's also people who are also homeless, are also victims of violence.
Janet is a homeless woman from Wausau.
I've been homeless for 18 months, and there's a big stigma that people are dirty, that they're lazy, that they're addicts, that they're all kinds of things. I'm disabled from my COVID shots. I've been homeless 18 months. I've been through every program to try to get help to get into a place.
Yeah.
Nobody will help me, not even these disability programs.
Yeah, you're right.
I got a voucher in Menominee County. They won't even transfer it to Eau Claire, and I got an opportunity from a place that is helping me with housing to get into Eau Claire.
Yeah,
and there's so many changes that we have to make, and tons of people that are staying in the Walmart parking lot, staying down at Carson Park, they're staying on the south side behind dumpsters everywhere. And we, as a community, have to figure out what programs we can implement to stop all this, because we've got a lot of communities that will not help us because we're not in their community, because I've called all them.
Right.
And, they have a lot more programs implemented than we do. We just can't use them because of the fact that we're not in their county.
Right.
And a lot of us homeless people do not have vehicles, do not have phones. So, therefore, we can't get a bus pass at the library.
Yeah.
We cannot get around except for maybe transportation services through insurance. And landlords that, charge you all these rental fees, charge through the roof for rent, and then they sit there and they don't even call your references, but they look on CCAP, and things that are supposed to be removed, we don't even know how to remove, and then we can't even get a place to live.
Finally, Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch.
You're exactly describing the problem, and we know that some percentage of people who are homeless could move right into an efficiency and be stable and happy, and then there's some percentage of people who are unhoused who need supportive services, and then there's some people who are unhoused who need even more supportive services. And we don't have the resources to do any of that. And it's certainly heartbreaking for me and anybody else in a leadership position to go to bed at night and know that there's at least 100 people in this community that we don't have any way to help. And it's a problem that's nationwide. It's a problem that's statewide. It's a regional problem. Like you said, we have people coming from other communities, in some cases transported here by those communities to be put in Eau Claire, because Eau Claire has more resources, even though we have so few, than lots of other places. So I 100% agree, and we're here to do what we can do. It's just that we don't have any money.
All of that audio that you've just heard the last quarter hour comes from Friday's gathering at Wilson Park in Eau Claire, a park that has been largely populated by homeless individuals in recent times. Meanwhile, the previous day at the same park, Jonah and others held a rally for transit, public transit, and the groups contend that access to good public transportation is an essential service that provides mobility for individuals who need access to healthcare, employment, government services, grocery stores, retail stores, and more. The groups contend that lack of essential public transportation places burdens on those who are economically disadvantaged and degrades the overall quality of life and well-being of the community, like Eau Claire, in which they live. They contend transit is not a choice for many people, that public transit should be viewed as an essential service, that all people, regardless of race, ability, age, income, or identity, have the right to transit mobility and transit accessibility. And one of the things that was talked about was the need for Sunday bus service. Time limits what we can bring you from that rally, but we do have an opportunity to share what Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith shared with the crowd.
In Wisconsin, we did have in the books Regional Transit Authority. Regional Transit Authority. In 2009, before I was a senator, I was in the state assembly. We had one opportunity as to be in the majority, and I actually was able to put into the budget in 2009 Regional Transit Authority, so that regionally and counties could actually make their own decisions whether or not they needed or wanted to put resources into transit. It was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do then, and it's the right thing to do now, because you know what happened? Good people lost the elections in 2010, and the people who took power didn't like regional transit. They didn't like local officials to make decisions, and they outlawed Regional Transit Authority almost as soon as it became law. That ain't right. That ain't right. Elections have consequences. You need to be sure when you're talking to candidates and legislators that they make not just verbal promises, get them on record. Do you support local control? Do you support transit for all? Do you support health care for all? There's a long list. But transit is vital to every aspect in our life.
Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith addressing the public transit rally at Wilson Park in Eau Claire this past Thursday. Susan Wolfgram of Jonah says their purpose in holding the rally was to increase awareness in our community and with legislators that transit is a tool for equity in a community and that all modes of public transportation are essential services. Wolfgram says they'll continue to lift up the need for expanded services and, as Smith was talking about, the importance of a Regional Transportation Authority, or RTA, for the entire Chippewa Valley. Earlier, we heard a number of voices from the gathering on Friday, also at Wilson Park, with the word being from the city of Eau Claire that some of those benches and tables that had been removed this week are getting worked on and will be returned to the park. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO.